News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that tune, you know it's time for the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Kenny Chartel is here, one of the owners of the show.
Just the show.
And Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Both are in the studio this morning.
Good morning, Meg.
Pleasure to be here as always.
Yeah, we're missing your dad. We're senior.
Well, you know, he always deserves a little time off, too, and he's taking a week-long tour of Florida, actually.
Nice.
He's road tripping it up, so I think he used some of those tips we've been talking about in the past, you know, safety and emergency kits in your car and things to check on before you go on a road trip. But, yeah, he's visiting some family down in South Florida, amongst other things,
oh,
and just taking that
nice.
Time. While the weather's nice.
So he deserves it.
I'm holding the fort down along with the guys at the shop. Couldn't do it without them, so always grateful for them being there.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here this morning, and we just had our show with Mike Wiggins talking about gardening and lawn in springtime, and so now springtime in cars. What do we need to do? I can't believe it's March already, but I bet that brings up some whole new things we might want to take a look at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just like our lawns and other care in the springtime, our cars deserve the same maintenance. And you know, today's topic is right along those same things, you know, things that I wish every driver understood. And these fall in line with our springtime maintenance items as well, you know, as that temperature changes from that cold to hot. You know, again, remember, as we had to add air pressure to our tires in the wintertime to bring that air inflation tire pressure to the right PSI, we also need to monitor that in the summertime, too, and make sure we bring that pressure down if it's too high. Of course, let's not forget about that oil change. Remember, mm-hmm. that sticker's usually up in that left-hand corner of the window, and if not, that maintenance minder on your dash cluster should remind you if it hasn't been blinking at you already. So,
right.
Again, these are basic items and things that you can take care of there. But, yeah, as far as the spring maintenance goes, I think we'll be covering some of that in today's show.
Excellent. So if you've got a car care question about your vehicle or truck or whatever you might be driving, you can just be sure and text it in this morning because Kenny is our expert at 850-437-1620. So I was laughing with Kenny before the show because now I think about him all the time. If a light goes off in my car or something happens, I'm thinking, oh, I got to talk about this on the Car Care Show. And so I had some little lights that came on, and it made me think, because I'm a person that I, if it ain't broke, I'm not fixing it.
Right.
And I have learned from you that that's probably not the mm-hmm. best philosophy when it comes to cars.
Stay on top of these
items.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. So what are the five things every driver should understand about their vehicle? And I am your best customer in needing that advice.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's go down the list. I mean, maintenance is definitely cheaper than the cost of repairs, no doubt. And we'll get into some of that. Of course, the warning lights are not suggestions, as we've often talked about on here. And cheap parts often cost more in the long term. And how true that is in today's vehicles with the abundance of options between your online retailers and, you know, brick and mortar as well. Clear communications whenever you're bringing your vehicle to your mechanic helps a lot too. You know, maybe a list in your car of things that you hadn't noticed before, that noise turning out of your driveway or that light that came on your vehicle that's never been there before. So that's one of the things. And then, of course, cars don't fix themselves. We have to be the ones to take the action to get these cars continually running like they should. And, you know, the other things, cars, again, are our biggest investment outside of our home. You know, for most of us, a car is a major investment in our life. And with any investment, it takes work to keep that investment going, and upkeep is needed. So, you know, absolutely, with some of that, you know, let's dive right into that. Maintenance is cheaper than repairs. You know, oftentimes, as my friend Howard and I were talking about, what are some of the things that customers you find may let go after you've made a suggestion, and, mm-hmm. and then you get them back, and it's cost more. And one of the big things that comes up is brakes. You know, our lives are busy. Well, we hear that squeal backing out of the driveway, or that mm-hmm. indicator finally hitting that brake rotor, and just, you know, well, I hear it. I know I need to get it done. Ooh, this week's jam-packed. a week, 2 weeks, a month goes by. Instead of that squeak, now you're hearing a grind.
Ooh.
And a simple brake job of pads and resurfacing those rotors now turned into needing new rotors. Hopefully it's not too far gone, but as you can understand, the cost goes up and up. So that's one big thing.
So how do you know? Because I'll hear a squeak and I think, oh, that's just a little squeak. It's going to go away. That's my first thought is this must be just something from the weather. This is going to go away. I go into denial about, I mean, so how do you know when it really is time?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Cars make noises, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They make them all the time. I question every time I'm driving in mine. What is that? I'll just fix it. But no, you're not wrong, actually, to notice those noises, especially as the season changes, because honestly, we're in a very humid climate.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking about brakes, that surface on your brake rotor, especially for those on the beach, you'll notice that squealing, usually that first or second brake application. You know, you go to the end of your driveway and you hit the brakes, or you're backing out and it's a...
Mm-hmm.
And then one or two times, and it's gone.
And then it goes away.
And then
so
it goes
think,
away.
Well,
so you're not wrong.
Nothing. Okay.
And in that regard, yes, that's just natural environmental conditions. The same as cars being up north, and they rust after being there for a while. You know, naturally down here with the humidity, it affects brakes in such a way. So, yes, I guess the big thing there would be if that noise doesn't go away. You know, it continues. You know, it's not just when I'm early in the morning backing out. So that's just one of those things. Again, keeping an eye on those noises. It only happens when I back out, and it's first thing in the morning. That's a good tip to tell your mechanic, because then he's chasing other things. Well, is she talking all the time? Do we have a brake caliper sticking? She never mentioned pulling to the left. What am I doing here? What am I looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it could be just something simple like that. So it's always good to know.
Okay. Well, we got a question from one of our listeners along this line talking about brakes this morning. Would you suggest an overall check of my brakes? I have been hearing some squeaking, especially when I back up. So that's kind of interesting. And then the other question, can rotors be still used if warped?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. And first off, let me just remind all of our listeners, if you're having car care issues, by all means, give us a call at Affordable Automotive, 850-932-0811. And, of course, we're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And back to the question, yeah, if you're getting a little bit of a squeak, you know, getting out of your driveway and it doesn't seem to quite go away, and any time you apply the brakes, you're hearing that eep, well, it may be a good idea to get those brakes checked. Again, depending on mileage, all things considered, some brakes go longer than others, 60 to 80,000 miles. So just a general rule of thumb there, but absolutely, it'd be a great idea to at least get a look at that brake system, check the pad life, see exactly how much time is left. Just like your tires and that little example with the penny head, your brake pads have a certain amount of life on them. And excuse me, but if you had a quarter roll of paper towels, you wouldn't necessarily throw that away. So I say the same thing about brakes. If they're good and you've got time left, we always suggest run them.
Mm-hmm.
Next oil change, we'll check them out. That's what we do at our shop.
Is there a fee to have a...
We do all of our general diagnosis starting off at $56, and then from there, obviously, depending on the severity or how deep we have to go, we make the estimate from there and then let the customer make the choice. And then back to that other question about the rotors. Yes, we do have a brake lathe where we can machine rotors. So instead of having to, you know, pull out more money because your rotors and you need brakes. Well, let's double check those brakes. You know, there's specs. They get thinner, just like the sole of our shoe. As it gets thinner and thinner, all right, it's definitely time for shoes. We can run these a little longer. So the same thing goes with rotors, and we can machine that warp out of there. But remember, the thinner those rotors get, again, all things considered, everybody drives different and brakes harder or easier. And so the thinner those rotors, the more likely they could be to warp.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, we always try to machine the rotors and reuse what we can on that. Of course, with safety at the utmost in mind. So.
Okay, we're talking.
I was going to ask you, do you do that at your shop?
Yes,
you send
we do.
That out with the rotors?
No, we have a brake rotor or a lathe, a brake lathe machine. And absolutely, we've been turning rotors since the day my father started the business. We're one of the few that does. I know that many usually outsource. It's a big piece of equipment, but I can tell you it saved a lot of money for our customers over the years. When, sure, it's easy to go buy rotors, but at $80 a pop or more, that can get expensive for a $250 brake job now turned to $500. So.
Don't you think a lot of other brake shops, not to name anybody in particular, but that's the go-to? You need new rotors.
Yeah, new rotors.
Before you take a look at maybe, you know, doing some of the work to get the warp out and repurpose the rotor.
Absolutely, and there's always, you know, that inspection that you need to look at, and looking at those rotors, are they thick enough to turn? And, you know, other, of course, you probably hear out there the $99 brake job. Well, we call that a pad slap. So, you know, it's cheap, but you're not going to address the rotors. And if people want to know how the rotors affect your car, try getting on the interstate, hitting those brakes on an exit ramp. Is that car shaking violently? Are you getting a lot of shake out of that wheel? That's the rotors, and that's when they're warped. And so that's what we're talking about. So we call that brake shake. If you're experiencing a lot of brake shake, it could be those rotors are really warped, or a caliper, you know, is sticking. Your brake pedal or pad is sticking on that rotor, causing it to warp, and then you're getting that violent shake. So, yes, at the end of the day, they all require a little bit of an inspection, but if you can keep an ear to that noise and a feel to that shake, then you should be on time.
Okay. We're talking with Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show. It's a chance for you to text in a question, 850-437-1620, about your vehicle. And, Kenny, you were talking about the five things that we should know as car owners, things that we should understand about our vehicle. So I'm really anxious to hear these five things.
Yeah, absolutely. As we kind of talked, maintenance is cheaper than a repair, and kind of like brakes, that was a pretty good example. You know, delaying those maintenance items can only increase cost, you know, and potential more issues down the road. And again, let's get into those warning lights are not a suggestion. If there's something that's on there, it needs to usually be addressed. And while most of us have that pesky tire or pressure light that comes on, it's important to do a walk around on the vehicle and look at that tire pressure. Make sure that all four tires are inflated and off the ground. Don't let that tire pressure monitor lights stay on. And again, that'd be something for your tire shops to address as well. Obviously, ignoring some of these lights can often lead to additional damages. But again, let's remember, not all these lights are an emergency. You know, red and yellow do mean different things while we're driving on the road. Stop and caution. And so those yellow lights on your dashboard can mean a caution. Caution, your tires are low, or caution, your engine's overheating, or red, stop the car, it's overheating, or something like that, or I'm low on oil. So those lights can all be a different indicator, but knowing that yellow is a caution and red is a warning hopefully should help those out there, you know, at least looking at it now.
Okay.
And I don't seem to ever have any green lights that pop up on my dash.
Not often. Maybe the only green lights you might actually have are your daytime running lights for some of those vehicles
have
daytime running lights. Your fog indicator lamps might be the other green indicator there. But outside of good fuel economy, no, everything else is going to let you know, hey, we need some attention here.
Okay, we've got a text that just came in. What do I do? What do I need to know about fluid leaks? That's a good one, because sometimes I'll, in the summertime especially, when I pull out of a parking spot and I'll see this, it looks like
a big
water.
Puddle.
Yeah, and I think, ooh, is that good or bad? Is that condensation? What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you nailed it right there, Meg. In the summertime, we're running our ACs here in Florida. It's hot, and our cars pull that humidity out of the inside of the car, and of course that winds up as condensation. And so, yeah, it's important to know when you're backing out and noticing that spot, is that just water from the same spot it always is, or is that a brown oil spot in an area that I've never seen before? And yes, that's the difference. Now, the fluids in our vehicles, of course, are different colors. Your oils are going to be a brown, darker color. Your transmission fluids are going to be a redder color. And your power steerings can vary between a red or a yellowish.
Really? Of course, I didn't know about the colors.
Yep, absolutely. And your antifreeze, of course, can look similar to water. But when you feel antifreeze, it's got a slick feeling to it. It's almost like, you know, water, it kind of goes away. Antifreeze, it stays with you, and it's got a smell to it, especially if it's burning off of something hot. So for those that have ever had a coolant leak, you know that smell burning because it smells sweet. It mm-hmm. kind of smells like a sweet smell, literally. And at that point, if you're noticing something like that on your vehicle, it's a good time to take that to Affordable Automotive or to your local mechanic to at least have that part checked out, because you shouldn't be smelling any sweet smell from antifreeze coming out of the vehicle. So, you know, regarding fluids, noticing what's normal as far as should be just that water from the condensation on the AC coming
out. So that's considered normal.
That's considered normal. And if it's anything else, then it might be a good idea to get that checked out. Of course, we have that hood. Pop the hood. You know, all these fluids have a reservoir where you can check them. You have an antifreeze reservoir, power steering, and windshield wiper fluid reservoirs as well. So when you open up that hood, it's a good idea. If one is completely empty and you're noticing a red spot on the floor, those two could correlate, and maybe I'm not having power steering. Well, I've got a loss of fluid, no power steering, I got problems. So.
Right. So you need to bring it into Affordable Automotive so they can take
Let's take a look.
Right?
Maybe we've got a power steering line or something like that. So fluids can come from anywhere. Again, you know, where you park your vehicle on the regular and noticing what fluids or puddles may be there that weren't before.
Okay, so I'm curious, and this is a question for me because I know zero about cars. Antifreeze, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I've heard you have to have it in your car year-round, and when I first heard it, I always thought it was a winter thing. You know, keep things antifreeze. It was very obvious. But I understand it has more purpose than that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, antifreeze is, as it stated, is there to keep the coolant from freezing, but also it has other properties too. It helps transfer that heat, you know, where we go from the heat transfer of the engine block to that coolant to the radiator and then the air coming through the front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so antifreeze plays a big part in keeping the engine cool. The glycol in there is also something that helps keep the rust and preventative maintenance parts of the coolant system going strong. As well with antifreeze, in the summertime specifically, you know, it's got special agents in there that keep it from getting too hot or boiling over.
See, that's
in
so interesting
way.
To me. Yeah.
And,
you know.
I
didn't realize that we had that many purposes.
Absolutely.
Or uses, I guess I should say.
And antifreeze, you know, you don't want to have a 100% concentrate. You want to have a certain amount of water antifreeze mixture, you know, because antifreeze in itself is kind of thick. So you need that water very fluid, or that antifreeze very fluid. So there is a, you know, about a 50% mixture on that. And you can usually find those at your auto parts stores, and they'll sell you those pre-diluted as far as that goes. So you don't have to do the math if you get a concentrated bottle. But our antifreeze does serve a very important role in keeping our engines cool. Lubrication of our water pumps and other components within that system, as well as the pipes and hoses. So, yeah, as well, one other note about antifreeze, you know, there's a big push and a lot of information on not using tap water. You know, you need to use distilled water in these systems because, of course, the minerals and things in our water, actually, believe it or not, and I've seen it over the course of a long term, have an effect on metals in the insides of the engine. They can water, like the Grand Canyon, can erode our engine, too.
No kidding.
Know?
I did not know that.
It is important to make sure we're using distilled water with the proper mixture. But, yeah, antifreeze in the winter for the cold and for the summertime, it helps just make sure that heat transfer runs smoothly. It does it a lot better and more efficiently than water does.
Okay, talking with our friend Kenny Chartel, who is the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. We've still got time for some text at 850-437-1620.
So, going back to our list here, I was going to talk about cheaper parts can often cost more in the long term and how often we've seen that. And we've even changed some of our procedures at our shop, you know. We try to save the customer where we can, but we also know the difference in where we don't want to have them come back for the same issue as well.
Right.
And more and more we're having to go to dealership parts for certain things just because of the longevity of some of the aftermarket things. Again, as I discussed, there's a lot of options online for getting cheaper parts. But remember, the labor to get to these parts can be very exhausting. You know, sometimes it can be a couple hours to get to a, let's call it an actuator underneath your dash for hot and cold. You know, we're talking about AC systems. One of those actuators on a GM vehicle can be 10 hours plus to get to because you have to pull an entire dashboard out. So while the part is maybe $150 from GM and I can get it on Amazon for $50, do you really want to run the risk once you get it back together over $50, you know, $100? And I sure don't. I certainly wouldn't want our customers to have to experience not only the headache of this issue again, but being down the vehicle for such an extended time. Mm-hmm. Now, again, that's a big example, but, you know, big or small, cheap parts can cost you more in the end, so.
Okay, we got a text in from one of our listeners. I've been using my AC, and when I turn it on, I get this kind of smoky, engine-y smell. Mm-hmm. What is that? That doesn't sound good to me.
No, but with that,
is that exhaust from a car in front of them, or is that from their own engine?
Well, that actually, we could try a little thing. I appreciate the text. You know, if it is from your own car, you could try hitting that recirculation button on the inside of the vehicle. That recirculation will keep the inside air recirculating. And then maybe if you've been driving for a little while, hit that fresh air vent. If all of a sudden you start smelling that engine burning smell, could potentially be engine oil burning underneath the hood.
Right.
And with that fresh air vent being more or less right up and underneath that hood, after that engine gets good and warm and that oil starts burning off, if you're sucking in fresh air from the outside, it's going to come right in. And, of course, notice if anybody in front of you is smoking, then let's roll that experiment out. obviously, that would be one of the quick things to try. You know, if on recirculate, you don't notice the smell. And then when off recirculate, fresh air, you start getting that engine smell. It might be a good idea to look at some of the, an engine oil leak underneath the hood.
Mm-hmm. Could be smelling maybe antifreeze under there burning off?
Possibly. Again, that antifreeze definitely has a sweet smell. Yeah. And, what your sweet smell and my sweet smell may be a little different. So it very well could be, so with that AC coming on, that would be, first thoughts anyway.
So if I wanted to bring my vehicle in for an inspection and maybe this is a really good time of year to do it, what do I need to do to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, we're open and we're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And of course, call us today. Schedule an appointment at 850-932-0811. Myself or Mark, our service rider up there, will be happy to get you on the schedule. We'll get you in, looked at, estimated, and then let you make the decision on the repair at that point. But hopefully, all things considered, you're ready to go. And as all the things we've talked about today, let's stay on top of this maintenance. Spring cleaning, spring maintenance is important for our vehicles. And so staying on top of these warning lights that aren't suggestions is a good thing. So,
that's a good thing to understand about your vehicle.
And if you are getting ready to bring your vehicle in for a spring maintenance and you have some things that have been going on, clear communication with your auto mechanic is key. You know, the little things matter. It's amazing how often we have to troubleshoot a vehicle only to make another call. Hey, we've gone this far. I can't seem to replicate the issue. Oh, well, it actually, when I'm turning right, only when I'm going back out of my driveway or only when I'm going through. Oh, okay. Well, that makes a difference. So, those things matter and can help diagnose. The engine smell only comes on when I turn the AC on. Key piece of information for the mechanic. So that way it just helps get to the problem a little bit quicker on both parties. You know, you want your car back working again. We want to get it right. And so the last thing we want is to be chasing something for a while. So small details definitely help technicians pinpoint the issue.
So how many years now has Affordable Automotive been in Gulf Breeze?
We are celebrating.
That I love about you guys. I've used you for years. Between you and your father and the whole team over there, they're going to figure out what's going on with your car. And they're not going to try to rip you off either.
Absolutely.
Very credible and have great credibility in the community. So
quality you can afford.
Oh, clever. You might want to think about that as a slogan.
Well, absolutely. Meg, if you didn't know, Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
There you go.
Come see us at 850-932-0811. Thanks again, Meg.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, Howard. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news.